Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a six-minute walk test on Marjorie Chodikoff, C-H-O-D-I-K-O-F-F. This goes to Dr. Bocook on 6-5-24. Mrs. Chodikoff performed pre and post, I'm sorry, six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulation, room mass saturation was 94%, period. Patient achieved 356 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. New paragraph, impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is six-minute walk on Welton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6-5-24, Mr. Hatcher performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient achieved 419 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 98%, period. New paragraph, impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry with Beverly Brown. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 6-5-24, Mrs. Brown performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-3-23, there's been no change, period. Of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Diane McQuarrie, M-A-C-Q-U-A-R-R-I-E. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 6-5-24, Mrs. McQuarrie performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2-14-24, there's been no change, period, of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Starrick, and this goes to Dr. Strickland. On 6-5-24, Mr. Starrick performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3-20-24. There's been no significant change, period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on William Clemens. This goes to the VA on 6-5-24. Mr. Clemens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change in forced vital capacity with normalization of airflow, period. No paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators, period. When compared to a prior study dated 12-13-23, there's been improvement. Next, six-minute walk test on William Clemens. This goes to Dr. Berna, B-R-N-A, and the VA. On 6-5-24, Mr. Clemens performed the six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 92%, period. Patient walked 399 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 94%, period. No paragraph impression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Aberling. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6-5-24, Mr. Aberling performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-18-20, there's been no significant change, period. Of paragraph impression, minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction, showing no significant change, period. Next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Dale Livingston. On 6-5-24, Mr. Livingston performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is a normal sinus rhythm, although sinus bradycardia is noted. QRS complex is normal. T waves normal. Period of paragraph impression. Sinus bradycardia otherwise normal study. Thank you.